From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at the age of 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. The funeral will be held Friday in Louisville, Kentucky, the hometown of the man affectionately known by his fans as the greatest. In addition to Clinton, comic Billy Crystal and newscaster Bryant Gumbel are slated to deliver eulogies. Residents of Louisville came out to the Ali Center to sign a book of condolences. Hamza Shaw was among them.
As a Muslim, I think it's definitely important for us that we have such a person in the respected world of that's known to everybody, that gives us a good image. With the stuff going on these days, most of the time you see in the media, there's a bad image of Muslims. The one person that we can definitely get a good image of was Muhammad Ali, and he portrayed what the real Islam is.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, became a Muslim early in his career, in which he won 3 heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization is studying how a great health risk could be posed by going ahead on the Rio de Janeiro Olympics as scheduled in August, despite concerns about the effect of Zika, the virus, on either the athletes or spectators. About 2 million Brazilians have contracted Zika. Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost, killing at least 32 soldiers, wounding nearly 70 others. It happened near Niger's southern borders with Nigeria and Chad. This is VOA News. The Syrian army has reached the edge of the northern province of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State militants who are fighting in Syria and neighboring Iraq. Syrian troops began to move forward the province on Wednesday, the same day that the U.S.-backed forces attacked the IS stronghold of Manbij, that's about 115 kilometers northwest of Raqqa. Meantime, the U.S. has moved its battleship, the USS Truman, into the Mediterranean. Rear Admiral Brett Betschelder is the commander of the Carrier Strike Group 8.
We're supporting the operations in Iraq and Syria with the same execution regardless of where we are. And in the bigger picture, that speaks to the inherent flexibility of naval forces. You know, we can operate anywhere in the world.
The Truman conducted sorties from the Persian Gulf before being deployed to the Mediterranean Sea. Heading into high-level talks aimed at expanding cooperation with China, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging China not to unilaterally announce an air defense identification zone over portions of the South China Sea. Mr. Kerry spoke today during a news conference after his meeting with Mongolia's foreign minister, Ulaanbaatar. Mr. Kerry's remarks came after Asian defense ministers gathered in Singapore, where delegates debated as to where China is planning the creation of the so-called ADIZ. The 8th round of the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue will be held in Beijing tomorrow and Tuesday. Thousands attended a candlelight vigil in Hong Kong on the 27th anniversary of the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Albert Ho is chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance.
The long-term goal, of course, is to seek an end to one-party dictatorship in China, and we want democracy to be put in place in China.
On June 4, 1989, China sent tanks to break up demonstrations in Tiananmen. Beijing has never released a death toll, but estimates from human rights groups are indicating that witnesses say hundreds, if not thousands, were killed. The rain-swollen River Seine in Paris has begun to recede after reaching its highest level in 3 decades, easing fears after flooding sent the Louvre and other riverside museums scrambling to protect their treasures. From a peak of 6.1 meters, the river began to subside late on Saturday, falling to 5.99 meters. Across Europe, 18 people have been killed in flooding, as also many trapped in their homes. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.